Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we roll up our sleeves and get going with the B Block, Mary and I are going to talk SAN and ANC for these next 10 minutes, as I was teasing before the break. We're going to check in with two busy U.S. airports. This portion of the program is sponsored by AMA Waterways River Cruises.
In just over 5 weeks, Robert and I leave for Portugal in two big Let's Go America Tour events, one of which is going to include our special Douro River Cruise with AMA Waterways. Maybe you've enjoyed ocean cruising in the past, but have you ever taken a luxury river cruise? Well, this family-owned company believes in touching every aspect of your river cruise experience. The level of service that they provide is industry-leading and award-winning. As they say, oceans take you to countries, but rivers take you through them to the very heart of where castles were built, kings and queens were crowned, and grand cities were born.
You know, you only pack once. You get to explore each destination via a variety of included excursions that are offered for all types of activity levels, and you get to even immerse your taste buds in distinctive flavors of the region, both onboard and onshore. Check out AmaWaterways.com for all their various itineraries and specials. We're going to be sharing a lot more about them with you from the AMA Douro on our upcoming July 29th live broadcast. By the way, you'll also find a direct link to them at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Now, as we check in with two U.S. airports as part of this recurring segment of our show, waiting on that show hotline to connect with us are the CEO of San Diego International Airport, Kim Becker, and Craig Campbell, Airport Director at Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport.
Well, it is early in both of these locations. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, Kim and Craig. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you.
Kim, I'm going to start with you in San Diego. Mary and I were just in your city a few weeks ago. We were also out there for a week in February. We experienced firsthand all of the growth and expansion that's happening at San Diego International Airport. I've been out to San Diego probably, I don't know, two dozen times or so in my lifetime. 75% of those trips have certainly involved flying into SAN. I know you're somewhat landlocked with the military base across the bay, but we've always appreciated just how close you are to downtown and the convenience it provides. So talk with us about some of the growth and expansion that we saw that's underway there.
Thank you. Yeah, there's been quite a big change from the last couple months. We are in the process of building a new Terminal 1 to replace our existing Terminal 1. The existing Terminal 1 has been in place since 1967, and it is very outdated and must be modernized. It served about 2.5 million passengers in 1967, and we're now serving about 11 million passengers. So it is time to modernize and bring some of those new and updated amenities to the facility. We are a landlocked airport. We are 661 acres, one of the smallest airports, and we only have one runway, which makes it even more complex to do this type of construction. But you're right, we are very close to downtown, which makes it extremely convenient for our passengers to come into San Diego, see the beautiful scenery, and get to where they're going in a very short order.
Yeah, Kim, thank you. Great report. Let's head to Anchorage. Craig, Robert and I also appreciate how easy it was to get into downtown Anchorage from ANC during our visit. You know, it's just a few minutes, really easy. But what I think is so interesting about this airport, and I think many people listening across the U.S. have probably been touched by the airport in some way, since it's the third busiest air cargo airport in the world. And back in 2020, we actually spoke with Jim Sesniak with the airport, and he was talking about how critical it was that you guys, a big role that you played in getting supplies in and around the country during the pandemic. It was really interesting. So what's the latest from Anchorage International that you can share with us today?
Well, Jim is absolutely right. In fact, we were the busiest air cargo airport in the world back in 2021 for a short period of time when the COVID was at its peak. We're expanding. We're the second busiest cargo facility in the United States, Memphis being number one, and as you mentioned, third busiest in the world. It's amazing our trade between North America and Asia right now. While it's in a little bit of a decline in the first quarter, it's still going to be strong, and Anchorage Airport is expanding to make sure we can accommodate that need. We've got three developments going on, a FedEx expansion, a cold storage expansion, and another expansion for a private third-party developer to put in 15 hard stands. So we see the future of air cargo very positive in Anchorage.
You know, I remember when we were there biking up, you can watch all the 747s
yes.
and the jumbo jets coming in and landing there. It
yeah,
is actually a site. It's great. It's a great place to take photos as well. But Craig, you know, I'm going to stay with you for a moment. You have a very interesting background. You know, you've been Lieutenant Governor of Alaska, an aviation instructor for Embry-Riddle University. You've been an air traffic controller. You've enjoyed success in business. And you also, and we thank you for serving our nation with the U.S. Air Force and the Alaska National Guard. Since we are the nation's top travel radio show, I'd enjoy hearing about what you most love about living in your state. I know you're from the East Coast originally, you know, that might connect with some of our listeners.
Yeah, a great question, because it all ties together in aviation. Alaska is a phenomenal state for flying. And my background all the way through my life has always been around aviation in some form or another, even in the Air Force, of course. And so Alaska provides opportunity for people. And I always encourage people to think about, if you're looking for growth in your career and you want opportunities that are unfeathered by politics or family connection or anything else, Alaska can provide that opportunity. And as you just mentioned, some of the things I've done, it's because I moved to Alaska. It's a great place.
That's great. You would also fit in well in San Diego with the military, but we love actually both your areas quite a lot. So, Kim, similar to what Robert just asked Craig, both you and Craig share a history with Embry-Riddle University. You're both from the Northeast originally. You made your careers on the West Coast. I know that you spent 20 years, I believe, or so in key management roles at San Jose International Airport before taking on this CEO role at San Diego International. I mean, it can't get much better than San Diego. Maybe Alaska, Craig. But Kim, we do love San Diego. We've been there twice this year so far. What do you enjoy about the area?
Yeah, San Diego is very beautiful. Coming down from the Bay Area, I love the Bay Area. But when I got here, there's just nothing like looking out the window and seeing the sailboats, seeing the bay, seeing the military ships that are right across from our airport. So when you arrive into the airport, you really get a sense of place. You know you're here. And there's so many things to do in San Diego. Everybody knows Balboa Park and the zoo. Mm-hmm. But the downtown has really grown. It's quite vibrant. We've got a lot of conventions that come into the area. And the interesting thing that I find most fascinating about San Diego is the small little communities. San Diego is really made up of different regions, and each one has its own kind of flavor and its own kind of feeling as you go mm-hmm. into it. So there's a little something for everyone here.
Yeah, great way to describe it. So, Craig, back to Alaska, when I think of our time in Anchorage, I think of all the bush pilots that we met, the seaplane base that's not too far at Lake Hood near the airport. But Anchorage International is a big part of the economy up there. We've seen stats suggesting 1 in 7 jobs in the area are connected to airport activities. So have you had any challenges with the labor market, and where do you see some of the biggest areas of growth for the airport?
We have, like everybody across the country, the COVID environment really did create some labor problems. We've recovered really well. Our workforce is going strong. I really like the fact you mentioned about the float plane and the tourist operations, because we have Lake Hood, which is the largest, world's busiest seaplane base, co-located at Anchorage International Airport. So tourists can actually arrive in Anchorage on the jets from the lower 48, as we call it, mm-hmm. or overseas, go right across to the other side of the airport and get on a bush plane and fly out to rural Alaska. We have 23,000 non-Alaska tourists that usually purchase flight tickets out of Lake Hood each summer. It's amazing. So we're looking to expand. We're looking to have more operations. We just picked up Eurowings Discover nonstop charter scheduled service, actually, from Frankfurt. And we're going to have Korean Airlines doing some charter service from Seoul this summer. So we're looking at expansion internationally as well as domestically.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, Kim, when we were just out there, we fly American most often, American Airlines, but we regularly saw, you know, Alaska or Southwest jets in the sky or on the ground while in San Diego. So what airlines, you know, have the largest operations there at San Diego International?
Yeah, we have 16 different airlines here at San Diego, and the largest operator is Southwest with about 40% of the operations. The fastest growing recently has been Alaska Airlines, but we have service to 76 destinations, 9 of which are international cities, and that's an increase from prior to the pandemic. And certainly we continue to bring in new service every season.
And Craig, just a real quick, we only have about 20 seconds left. Hawaiian Airlines has to be pretty big up to Alaska, because we see that. What's your biggest carrier up there, domestic carrier?
The biggest is Alaska Airlines by far. They go everywhere, including nonstop service to Hawaii, Honolulu, Maui, and Kona.
Yeah, we see them when we're in Hawaii as well. Well, listen, we thank both of you for joining us today. We really appreciate the check-ins. Our best to both of you. You're in great areas of our country, and look forward to future conversation with you. All right, have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Utah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. ANC for Anchorage International and SAN for San Diego International. We have now covered the southwestern U.S., northwestern U.S. today.
Two great destinations and very easily accessible airports.
Yeah, and these are both locations that we know all of you listening out there, you need to go experience because you're going to enjoy it. If you have a favorite U.S. airport, folks, share it with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. As we pause for some important sponsor messages, 80% of the show is still ahead. Up next, it's time to discover America. What do I mean? Stay with us. Everyone, we'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.